Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Can you hear me now?
I can, definitely. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry about that. Going through some rough service areas.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for calling me back.
You bet. So are you guys the kind of the leasing company then for Fido? Is that how it works?
Well, we're a commercial bank, but similar. We write loans as opposed to leases, but pretty similar, format. We will essentially request an invoice from you and pay you directly.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to find out.
We just need to go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to see if it's possible. Your invoice and your quote, I should say, is great as far as really breaking everything down for the client. In regards to giving that to underwriter, giving it to the underwriter to sign off on, as far as, you know, collateral and getting the ball rolling, it's a little bit too much information for them. Just as far as, you know, labor costs and everything like that, it gets a little bit confusing for them and what, you know, the unit actually is and everything like that. Is there any way to get an invoice from you that just kind of states, you know, mobile modular office with the final price?
Yep.
Without, you know, just...
Would you need an invoice or you need a quote?
Well, if you're in a position where you can send a quote over, that would be great. And then once I have everything signed and documented by the client, I can forward an actual invoice request. That just, the only real difference to us between a quote and an invoice is that, one, the invoice says invoice, and we look at that more as more of a fixed price, you know, whereas a quote sounds like something can change. So usually we want an invoice when we're documenting, because we're actually putting, you know, payments based on the actual, you know, loan amount and the sale price and all that good stuff. And he's going to be putting some money down himself. So, you know, like I said, the invoice typically isn't changeable like a quote is. And then the invoice would list us as, you know, Bank of Cardiff. Actually, you know what? This is a loan. So it'll list Kim Torres and Fido Labs as the bill to party, and it'll have the verbiage for ship to party as well. And that's really, you know, the only difference besides, you know, again, just a lot of the assembly and the labor details and kind of the line item that shows, you know, the kind of the building process, you know, your light switches and all of that. We would rather just see one light item for a finished product with the total amount due, you know, that just says, you know, mobile modular office.
Just what if I just put one lot of modular office buildings and then a price? Is that
perfect? Yep, that'll work.
That suffice. Okay, I can do that in a quote real quick and get that to you.
That works.
Okay. Do you know, was he wanting to include the drop ceilings as part of our scope?
Yes.
You know?
The last conversation I heard from him, he does, yes.
Okay. All right.
And what I'm trying, I mean, depending on the verbiage and what you can do, you know, I'm trying to, you know, show on the invoice as much as possible that these are somewhat mobile. You know, they're not affixed to the property. You know, they don't own the building. So underwriter wants to feel like, you know, if they move, they can take these with them. So I'm just trying to make it look as leased as a construction lease improvement build out as I can, you know, make it more of a enclosed cubicle, you know, just something that's mobile within his warehouse. So I don't know if you've been asked this before, if there's some verbiage, you know, that you can use in that line item, you know, that just makes it sounds less of construction and more of kind of a finished product that he can move around.
Yeah, more like equipment and construction.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could just put one lot of modular offices. Would that, I mean, does that kind of, usually modular kind of indicates they're able to be moved. Is that?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Would that
suffice? Yep, that will work.
Do you want me to send that to you or to Ken?
Yeah, if you can send that to me, that would be great, and I can always CC him on it. I don't think that he really needs it, you know, because it's not really much different than what he already has. You know, it's just less detailed. But I'll send it to
you. Yeah, I'll do that. What's your email address?
It's K. Let me see if I have yours on this this quote. If I do, it might be easier for me to just send you an email to reply to.
Actually, it might be easier. Are you at a computer now?
I am.
Could you just send me an email? My email is real simple. It's just kpeters@siggins.com. Because I'm actually on the road right now, so if you could email me that, and I'll have your email, and then I should be able in the next hour or so to get you something revised and sent over.
Awesome. Okay, I'll send that right over.
Okay. And I'll do, it'll be real simple. You still want all the terms and conditions on there, but just basically eliminate all of the line items and just have one simple line with the price.
Yeah. I mean, the only, the terms and conditions, you know, if you want to just list, you know, the pre-funding.
Okay.
And that's all that I really need to see is, you know, like you have here, special conditions payment, 30% down. You may want to switch that. I don't know how you guys are, but we can do more pre-funding if that helps you guys or makes it more comfortable. If you want to do like 50 and 50, that's pretty easy. Local tax.
We'd be good with 30 for
okay.
Just for the equipment. I mean, unless you guys were trying to keep a standard or something with everybody.
No, that's okay. Yeah, those terms, those special conditions, those all look good. So, yeah, if you want to just throw that in there under the price, that'd be perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send it over to you, and if it doesn't look right or whatever, let me know, and I can edit it however you need me to.
Okay.
And then that, you know, that doesn't, none of that includes tax, right?
Yes. We usually will just pay it directly to the state based on his location.
Okay, yeah, tax or freight, and freight wasn't included in there either, so.
No problem. He'll probably end up just paying for that out of pocket.
Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. Alrighty. Well, sounds good, Kevin. Yeah, I'll get, as soon as I get back to my computer, I'll get that revised and sent over to you.
Sounds good. I'm sending this email to you now.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye. Yep, bye, Kevin.